We have another time certain, which is number 456.
Amend fee schedules for building, neighborhood inspections, and sign permits.
Commissioner Pritz, you are on again.
Yes, the fun just keeps building, doesn't it? This is going
really
to be
fun stuff.
Just as entertaining, particularly since, let me read from the fiscal impact statement on this. Approval of the free schedule amendments is anticipated to bring in additional revenue of $5,000, just $5,000 associated with a new stop work order penalty. The fee schedule for this upcoming year does not raise fees from the rates set for fiscal year 13-14. So thank you very much to my team at the Bureau of Development Services. Start by introducing Director Paul Scholar.
Great. Good morning. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. Good morning, Mayor Hales and fellow commissioners. If I could, Paul Scarlett, Director for Bureau of Development Services. Commissioner Nick Fish isn't here, but Commissioner Dan Saltzman here. I want to personally congratulate you guys on re-election and look forward to continue working with you.
Thank you.
Welcome. Here to talk about the fee schedule for the Bureau of Development Services and the ordinances to amend the fee schedule for building neighborhood inspections and permit fees. The Bureau of Development Services, our mission is to promote safety, livability, economic vitality through all the various codes that we apply and enforce. And we do that collaboratively with our customers and employees. The Bureau is primarily funded through permit fees, land use fees, inspection, enforcement-related penalties, fees. 95% of our operation is funded through permit fees. The other 5% is the general fund, which we appreciate. And so to that end, we ensure that the programs, of course, are as efficient and effective as much as possible, and that over the many years that we have been operating the fund, which has been set up since 1988-89 fiscal year, in terms of being reliant on permit fees, we have come to council on a yearly basis as part of the budget process to amend and adjust fees gradually to meet the demands of whether it's increased costs or staffing level and so forth. And so that approach has worked, and it's worked so well that we're able to make adjustments. And we work closely with our industry partners. If the economy, which is what we rely on, construction economy, is not doing so well, we're able to adjust permit fees up to account for maybe lower valuation or less work. If it's going really well, as we've been experienced the last couple years with the major recovery related to construction activities, and we're able to make adjustments downward. And so we're really excited to share with the council this year and everyone else that we were able to not propose increased fees in majority of the programs. We're here today with some minor adjustments to address cost recovery, to address some legislative changes, and to help I think mostly clarify some language. So we're really happy to share that news. The industry Development Review Advisory Committee, they're part of a committee that meets monthly, and we've had these discussions before. They're excited, and I will give them credit now that during the recession years of 10, 11, 12 or so, we proposed fee increases of 8% above COLA. And they understood the balancing act that was necessary. This year, we're saying no fee increases in the majority of the programs, and that's huge, mostly because the type of construction coming is large construction, valuation is up, and our reserves are doing really well. And so there's no need to increase fees in those areas. So this mostly is to provide some clarity and to remove some fees that aren't necessary, not being used anymore. And so we've vetted the process. We've reached out to the industry. We've discussed internally with our managers and line staff. And we continue to be as collaborative as we can, even when it's good news. And I think that's important to affirm that the way we're doing business is to really get input and to make sure we're hitting the mark. And so more than excited. I have to my left Deborah Seaborn Morris, excuse me, and the senior administrative manager, who's will go into more details about what those changes are. And to my right is Elshad Ajeev, our financial manager, who has done a remarkable job, whether we're struggling or thriving economically or financially, and he can answer questions that may come up. So I'd like to hand it off to Deborah. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Siebert Morris. I am BDS's Senior Business Operations Manager. As Director Scarlett said, we are a fee recovery bureau, and we get 95% of our revenues from permit and related fees. Due to the rebounding economy and also some efficiencies that we made operationally inside the bureau, we are proposing no increases for most of the fees this year. We are proposing some minor changes in three of our fee schedule areas, and I wanted to highlight those for you. In the building and other permits fee schedule area, we are proposing to eliminate two fees that are obsolete. They are the energy plan review fee and the express start program fee. So those are obsolete programs, obsolete fees that we have not utilized for a number of years, and so we're proposing that they be eliminated. In our sign and auditing permit and registration fee schedule, we are proposing to make our fees consistent with the building permit fees. So we are wanting to establish limits on the number of free check sheets. So we're looking at creating a maximum number of free check sheet adjustments and then charging for each additional check sheet beyond that. And then in our enforcement fee and penalty fee schedule area, we're proposing a number of changes. We want to eliminate an obsolete fee, the failure to allow enhanced complaint inspection fee. But we're also wanting to do some slight fee increase for cost recovery purposes for our administrative review appeal fee in order to match some increased costs we have with our interagency with the hearings office. And then also our tow warrant inspection fee. We also need to make an adjustment and create an inspection fee to meet some requirements, some legislative requirements from Oregon House Bill 2978. And then the last thing that we are proposing is to impose a stop order work penalty fee for work commenced without a permit. As Director Scarlett said, these changes have been reviewed with our stakeholders and our industry partners, including the Development Review Advisory Committee, and they are supportive of these changes. And we also did include the revenue, the small amount, the $5,000 revenue from these proposed fee changes in our proposed budget.
Mm-hmm. Questions?
There's another fee that...
Go ahead.
That we haven't covered here, but we have been... informed lately, as of yesterday, through a letter from the solar industry, we have been in conversation and been meeting with them since January, December, and there's been requests to reduce the fees. The fees did go up quite a bit after the recession. Prior to that, there was some effort on part of the city to provide some incentive for the solar installation work that was happening. And so when we, during the recession, we had to recalibrate a lot of our fees and make sure we're operating cost recovery. We are aware that the request has been made, and we've worked and been in conversation with the industry and Solar Trust. And so we're going to look at this more in depth and provide some more detailed response, and we'll bring that back later.
Yeah, I wanted to request that because we all got that letter, I think.
Yes.
I certainly got it. And it looks like, at least from the initial information in that letter, that our fees for solar installations are quite a bit higher than the rest of the region.
Yes.
So it's one of those areas that we ought to take another look. I liked what we were able to do with respect to the historic fees to keep them at a level where people will go ahead and proceed. And the other thing that was troubling about that information was that it looks like the number of solar installations are falling. So
that
maybe that's other factors like tax credits, but at any rate, it's something that we ought to return to. So if you're willing to take another look at that and come back to us, I think that's one that I'd like to hear more about.
Oh, certainly. We already have some solutions. That industry also got hit pretty hard, which is why the decline in work.
The other one I wanted to ask about, it's probably in here, but I missed it, and that is the new stop work order fee is, it's $500?
That's correct.
Good. So that's that's enough to get people's attention, I guess, is one way to put it.
We believe it can be. It's a tool that we can use.
A case where work had been done without a permit, and we found that there wasn't a significant disincentive to doing that, so we think that this would get people's attention.
Good.
Yes.
And it obviously is at the discretion of the director, so that if it was done without work was done without a permit innocently, with not knowing that one was supposed to be had, we don't have to impose that.
Yeah, okay. Case by case.
Other questions? And did you want to add some more?
Do you have anything to add?
Okay, we'll stand by in case we have other questions after testimony. I'm not sure if we have folks signed up to testify on this.
We have one person signed up. Okay. Mr. Lightning would like to speak.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good morning.
Morning.
I represent Think Lightning Company. My name is Lightning. Congratulations, Commissioner Salzman and Commissioner Fish. You've earned it. Thank you. Anyway, what I'd like to basically discuss on the permit issues and the inspection is that we run into a problem sometimes is that we've heard that term called selective enforcement. And where I always have a problem is if somebody's calling in on somebody's property, they have a right to keep that confidential. They have a right to make those phone calls. But there has to be discretion within the Bureau itself to look at that and say, do we feel that this individual is being targeted because somebody basically wants to cause them trouble? And it was stated that it's a case-by-case analysis, and I understand that basically your fees are your income, so you have to create fees. And where I have a problem with that is that I want to make sure that if somebody, and I'm pertaining more to code violations, if the number is exceeding 10,000, I'd like a red flag to kick up and go, we need to have somebody contact the owner and say, how do you feel you're being treated at this time? Do you feel that they're being professional? Do you feel that what's going on in your property is professional? And I think there really needs to be some oversight on this situation, because in the past, and I won't mention his name, who was a commissioner, had a certain way of basically looking at properties through the city and basically running up tremendous fines on certain properties. And what I want to make sure there is no abuse being taken place, that the owners have a right to contact somebody and say, hey, I just don't get along with that inspector. And something needs to be changed here, because I'm getting a lot of fines here. My neighbors aren't getting fined. It's tremendously frustrating to me. I own a business, and I want to make sure it's being done properly. And let's face it, the best way to run somebody out of their business or their property is just send in to an inspector and it just run up a tremendous amount of fines. And we know a lot of properties throughout the city have all been grandfathered in on numerous type of situations. So it is at the discretion of the inspectors to decide if they want to write them up today or not. And that needs to be watched very closely, because we know certain properties have been closed by using the inspection process to get that done. Thank you.
So, Mr. Lightning, that's actually exactly what my office is for. So if anybody feels that they're being unfairly targeted, they contact Jasmine Wardsmith, who's my constituent services specialist. She and Colleen Poole in the Bureau of Development Services look into the concern. Dora Perry, my senior policy analyst, will also look into something. And we do have those conversations both with property owners, with inspectors, and with complainants. And there are times when we tell the folks who are complaining, we've looked into this, we disagree with your concern, and it's been done properly. But that's what, in the commission form of government, that's the mechanism that people can express their concerns and have them looked into.
And I know, Commissioner Fritz, you will get the job done and have it done professional. In the past, it wasn't quite that way with numerous property owners. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, is there anyone else that wants to testify on this item?
That's all who signed up.
All right. Then that passes to second reading. Thank you, Commissioner Ritz. Okay.